Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 o'clock. Good to have you. If you have no understanding why we've just played Kelsey Grammer falling off of a stage, we had it in relation to a Lions topic. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. Tomorrow, football Friday, you know the drill. Be Lions from start to finish. TJ Lang will join us. And look, you're on the big stage again. But it sounds like Nico Collins won't play. Sounds like Will Anderson won't play. I don't know if the Lions will ever lose a game again. But we wanted to bring something else up because it's not breaking news, but it's worth bringing up. We had talked about the GM meetings are going on, and that in earnest kicks off Major League Baseball transaction season. Last year at these very meetings, I believe you made the trade for Mark Canna. Who could forget the Mark Canna era here in Detroit? I mean, his number will go up right next to Ty Cobb. But my point is, we heard what Scott Harris said yesterday. We talked about it. Didn't like the comment. And, you know, Rico and I, you can call us whatever names you like. I don't have to like every comment from all these executives. I mean, all these people, they think they're curing cancer. Big deal. You run a team. I mean, you're not down at Carmano saving people's lives. You take billionaires' money and purchase millionaires. Ooh, but they all think that they're building space rockets. The point is, the Athletic said something today. And this is about how much believability you have in this. So, David, to the main stage that you can't fall off of because you're sitting down.
Yeah, Jim Bowden decided to go through every Major League Baseball team and give their expectation of what he believes each team will do. So here's what he wrote about the Tigers. The Tigers made great progress this year and finally got a taste of a pennant chase and the postseason. They are expected to be aggressive this offseason as they look to improve their starting rotation and add a right-handed bat. Because their roster has significant flexibility, that bat could come from almost any position. The part I want to focus on is what he says is they are expected to be aggressive this offseason.
What does that mean? See, aggressive is going to mean different things to different people. For me, aggressive would be there were, what, 13 or 14 players who were given a qualifying offer the other day. You want to pull up that list? It's getting one of those guys. Now, that may not fit your version of aggressive. But here's my question. Scale of 1 to 5 on believability. How much belief do you have the Tigers will be, quote, very aggressive this offseason in expanding this team's payroll and talent base? Because, look, I know that's what I want. If you're asking me, scale of 1 to 5, how bad do you want it or think they need to do it? 5 out of 5. My faith in it? About a 2. Based on what Scott Harris said yesterday. Well, you know, if every one of our young players gets better, you know, we'll be just fine. Well, okay, that's fantasy land. Well, you know, we have the youngest team in baseball, and they made the playoffs and stuff. Yeah, that was nothing you planned on. It was a Disney movie. Don't care. Well, you know, the outside production can never outdo the interior production. What? Yeah, Juan Soto, line 3. Ohtani, line 4. I don't want to hear that. Acting as if people outside your organization can't fully outpace a young player or whatever you have. No, I just don't subscribe to that. So, look, it's a 2. A 1 would be unfair. But it's a 2 because I have no reason to believe yet, both based on A, I still have Javi Baez here, and B, I don't know that Scott Harris wants to build a team that way. So I'm fine if you tell me your belief is a 5 out of 5. Hell, make me feel better, Rico, but what do you make out of it? Like, look, Jim Bowden also is a former GM, and he wasn't a great one. So I'm not going to act like that's the voice of God saying it. But what is your level of faith that the Tigers, according to insiders, are going to be aggressive? And what does aggressive mean for R.L. Beard?
I'm going to go 3. Aggressive is you realize you have some deficiencies. You're not going Juan Soto, but you are looking at adding a bat. You are looking at adding an arm. I do think that it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be this, you know, break the bank type of player. I'm at a 3 out of 5. I'm believing in Scott right now because you've tasted the playoffs. You've tasted, and it wasn't just you got to the playoffs and immediately got swept, and so it really didn't count. You actually were in this thing, and you were a game away from advancing to play the Yankees. You just didn't get it done. You got a young team. They've experienced success. You want to keep this thing going. 3 out of 5 for me.
Okay, 3 out of 5 for Rico. What do you got? David, talk to me. What are we thinking?
Yeah, I'm right there in the middle, leaning more towards the 2 side, though. So I'm right now at 3.
You're with me.
But I'm leaning because I think they're going to just keep their guys. I truly believe they're just going to keep their guys and do the bare minimum free agency.
I'll tell you what I'll do. 248-539-9797. Here's my version of aggressive. I need 2 of the following. And let me state it clearly for some. No, I don't think there's any chance of getting a couple of these. But it's a grouping of players. And I'll go right to the cutoff line. Okay? Okay, ready? Soto, Blake Snell, Corbin Burns, Alex Bregman, Pete Alonso, Fried, Teoscar, Adamas, Santander, Glaber. I don't want Kikuchi, but whatever. Jack Flaherty.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tanner Scott, Christian Walker, Walker Buehler, Ha-Sung Kim, and we'll go down to... That's it. I would say there are... I just gave you 19 players. You want to throw Sean Manea on there? You could. Not huge fan. I'd rather have Buehler. The point is, there are 19 players. I need 2 of them. That's my version of aggressive.
Yeah.
And I'm not making a demand that if they want two bats, get two bats. Get Tony Taters and get Alonzo. What would you, go improve your team.
Yeah.
Get me Christian Walker and Anthony Santander. I'm ready to tell you you're winning 95 games and we'll win the Central. Why? Because I've just added 80 home runs.
Yeah.
And two corner infielders that are, well, adults. You know, Santander could play the outfield, switch hitter. Christian Walker, infielder, fine. All right, well, you don't have a third baseman. Well, we can't have it all. The point is, I got to add some stuff.
Yeah. And with Fetter, I'd take a pitcher coming off of Tommy John or a pitcher who had an injured arm.
Bueller.
Because they just have a way of rehabbing guys here. So, yeah, and you could maybe get them on a two-year deal and go that route.
Is that cutoff fair, guys? That I don't want to get down into the Carlos Estevez and the Nick Pavettas of the world. Like, look, are there guys below my cutoff point that I wouldn't mind? Of course. Like, I like Nick Martinez for the Reds. You got to look at the peripherals there.
No,
really
no, but
good.
The thing is, that can't be your big splash. That can't be your Mark Canna, where you're like, hey, well, we made a move.
Right, like my offseason would be the two bats plus Nick Martinez. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I just would like to know what your version of aggressive is and what your faith that they're going to deliver on it. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, David. What?
Nothing. So your two is just a combination. It doesn't have to be two hitters.
Yeah, because I'm not in a position. Like, listen, Scott Harris is a pretty smart guy, believe me. He thinks he is. But he is. And he says things that make you believe that he thinks he's smart. But he is. The point I'm making is, I don't care. He may want pitching. There has to be at least one bat, one arm. But if it's not an arm, I want two bats. Like I'm saying, here's a grouping of free agents.
The reason why I'm asking is because I'm more because of what Rico said. Go off the beaten path for pitchers and then get me two real hitters from this list.
So you want Bregman and Santana?
Yes.
Bregman and Walker?
Yes.
Can you imagine if you brought Christian Walker and Alex Bregman here and roll that lineup out there? Now all of a sudden the young kids you got get real protection, real insulation, lineup balance. Well, what about the versatility? What versatility? I don't need to ever see Zach McKinstry. I don't care. Oh, well, Jace Young will block him. No, here's what I'll do. I'll trade him. And I'll go get a pitcher.
Or Jace just takes the job. You get better.
Because how I'm thinking is get the two hitters. Go off the beaten path if you have to get a pitcher. Because the idea
they got a history
is,
of rehabbing pitchers.
Yeah, the idea for me also is that come trade deadline, you are a buyer. And you can get a pitcher then if you need them. That's just my idea because I just need some hitters in this lineup, man. Mm-hmm. I can't continue to have Vierling out there. I can't see that
it's
anymore.
It's face of the franchise, Matt Vierling. And why don't you put some respect on his name?
I just can't do it anymore.
No, I mean, you think back to, I know a lot of people forgot about the beginning of the year when you just weren't scoring runs. If you didn't score over four runs, you didn't win a game. Now, guess what? You won't waste a month and a half of just not being able to score. You'll have hitters here. So that's why I think that they will go out there. It will be aggressive. It won't be anybody that's going to be, you know, $150 million or more.
Oh, then forget it. I'm out. I'm not interested. That's ridiculous. I don't want to hear it no more.
I mean, like some six-year deal, I don't see that happening.
Then you're not getting it. Right, here, hold on. Well, and I'm not yelling at you, but I get so flustered because why? What's the why in that? All right, fine. Here are the players you're not getting if you won't do at least six or at least 150. Well, Soto, duh, you're about $500 million short. Snell, maybe. Burns, no way. Bregman, no way. Alonzo, no way. Fried, no way. Now, Teoscar would be different, but, like, I don't want Teoscar Hernandez. I don't think Teoscar fits what you're trying to do because he's not a good defensive player. There's not versatility there. I don't think Teoscar's who you want. All right, Adames? No way. He's going to get 30 a year. Santander? Maybe. Torres? You don't need him. Maybe. Eovaldi? I don't want. He's always hurt. Kikuchi? You could. Tyler O'Neill? You could. But like Jack Flaherty or not?
No.
Jack Flaherty's going to get a 5-year deal.
Right.
So my whole point is, okay, well, if basically, you know what you sound like? You sound like his guy, Iserman.
Oh, I don't want to do term. Ooh.
And then we end up just, what, a 500 team?
That's why I said I'm at a 3 out of 5. The definition of what we want, I don't think is the same as what Scott Harris wants. I think he's going to go kind of to the bargain basement. I'm going to try to find somebody that I can get maybe on a three, year deal because...
Okay, coming to a theater near you, it's Charlie Morton and Tommy Pham. Hope you're excited.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.